Hello, hello, and welcome back to No Time for Stoppage. Your favourite three people are back. Daniel, Jack. You're not going to say anything, no, that's fine. Daniel, Jack and Liam.
Hello there.
Hello there.
We're all back and we're back in... I think we're ready. We've had a few days off. It's only been a week, but we have had a few days off. And
have you?
I have.
Well, yeah, you have.
Yeah.
Have we?
When was the last
time? We're still working.
When was the last time you did the podcast?
I was away.
All right, well, we're not talking about work at the moment. We are talking about the next big thing in terms of football.
My dick.
And it starts on Friday. It's the European Championships, Euro 2024. We're going to talk about who we think are going to win it. You know, maybe any dark horses, who are going to flop, who will be big upsetters. Do you know what I mean? Who?
We are talking about Liam's dick.
Wow.
Upsets.
Alright, that's just... Alright, can I finish?
Go on, carry on.
Not scripted at all, but alright.
Why do you bring up scripted every time?
Why are you talking about your dick, bro? We ain't talking about that.
You
about
said this. The big thing coming up.
Okay.
And you said a big flop.
Alright, well, shut up, mate. Alright, teach kids.
Brilliant.
We're going to be talking about stuff like who's the player of the tournament, who the young player of the tournament might be, just simple basic chat. It's not going to be anything too strenuous.
Fucking Jack said, podcasts are going to be shorter than the intro.
Yeah, Jack said he's got a few questions he's going to ask us as well. I don't know what that's got anything to do with.
Yeah, nothing like quiz, just a couple little throw it in there.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's start off with Jack. Jack can ask a question. To start off, yeah. Do you want to go, Jack?
No, I'm not going to ask a question. I am just going to throw out the England squad. I want to know your opinions on the England squad first. So we'll go through the England squad. As we know, everyone has seen the England squad at the minute. I've got it up there, just a question here. Who do you think's missing? Who do you think is the wrong choice? Do you think Southgate's got it right this time? Mm-hmm. I don't believe he has, but do you think it's
right? So. It's better than before.
I agree with that.
But?
There's been many... tournaments, or not so many, but the teams he's picked for the last Euros, last World Cup, stuff like that. And I've gone, pointless, what's the point? He's chose shit players, blah, blah, blah. And he's got us to a good place, yeah, granted, right? But still didn't win it. But then this one was the only one when the team come out, I went, I can deal with that. There weren't, one or two I could probably change or bring in, but I've never gone, for Gareth Southgate's teams, I've never looked at it and gone, okay. That was the first ever
time. Do you think this is like the strongest team he's had out on the field?
Yeah.
Since he's been manager?
Yeah.
Since the Euros?
Yeah.
Well, essentially since the World Cup, really. Since 2018 World Cup, because that was his first.
I think the Euros are stronger than that.
Well, the other Euros? Who?
There are too many young players in this that haven't really played for him.
Well, I like that.
I do, but then there's nobody in that. I don't think there's no one in that dressing room that's kind of like...
Well, I mean, you've
got Harry Kane, Trippier,
got Pickford, Walcott.
No,
Stones,
I meant there's not as many.
Kane,
and there's too many young people. Like I said, that haven't really played.
But you look at Rice and Bellingham at their clubs, young people, but they've got strong-minded.
Yeah, you've got this guy. They'll get Wharton. I don't think he should be in there.
I don't think Wharton should be in there.
I don't believe he should either. I agree with that one. I don't think Dunk should be in there. I think Brathwaite should be in there.
No, I don't know why Dunk's in it. Friendlies, he fucked it up.
Yeah, who was it against?
Brazil,
yeah.
And Belgium, both games.
I genuinely think Brathwaite should be in there, because I think if we're going against strong teams further in the tournament, we possibly can get France at some point, Germany maybe, whatever. I think we only get Germany if we finish third in a group.
I don't think we've got enough defenders anyway.
I don't think we have. This is probably the first time he's probably got more forwards than defenders. And it's what's making me feel
there's a lot
it's
of
a bit promising.
Midfield attack. How many is that? 1, 2, 3, 4. It's 8 attackers. Yeah. When you only use 3, essentially.
Yeah, but this is what I'm saying. When we go against like big teams like France and stuff like that, how many times do you think Southgate looks at France team or look at Spain team or Germany, wherever we play, and go, I'm gonna go defensively because he's too worried about them. You know what I'm saying? He'll look at their team sheet and go, we're too worried.
Do you think he needs to make people worry about
what we're going to do. Put the names out, like Palmer, Saka, Foden, Bellingham, Kane, how much of a good season they've had when they're on that pitch, Rice, everything, and when they go, shit, hold on, we've got to think about it, we've got to change this up. That's why I generally think he's chose this type of team. Yeah, he still might play the same formation, but I think Rafway coming in instead of Dunk to play a three at the back and two wing backs.
Trent is essentially a midfielder.
Yeah, that's what he's put. Trent is quite, but he obviously can still play.
Yeah, I know he can. Yeah.
Like, but I actually think he might start right back.
Like, no, he's going to start centre mid. Apparently, he's going to start centre mid with Rice.
What, and then?
Oh my god!
Yeah, he's
and then Bellingham in front.
And Bellingham in front. Walker. Well, Stones is apparently injured now.
Has he got a doubt? Yeah.
Apparently doubt. So,
probably, so who do we have at centre?
It'll probably be. It'll probably start Mark Gaethje and Gomez.
Well, we're not going to win it then.
And Trippier left back at start with, just in case Shaw's not fit.
Well, what's wrong with Stones?
Stones picked up a knock, apparently. Apparently, weren't training today. Picked up a knock. So that's another worry. John Stones is.
I do also think he should have taken Maguire. I know a lot of people don't want him, but who in there.
I'm so glad he's fucking not there.
For England, who in there is a better centre back? For England.
Rafway.
Haven't played for England.
Oh, you're saying he's played for England enough times?
Yeah, Maguire deserves to be in there.
No, he still doesn't deserve to be
in there. No, I'm
not going to bother. No. He don't deserve to be in there.
Alright, mate.
What, you actually think he deserves to be in there?
He's had a good season for you.
I don't believe so.
He was your highest rated player in your defence.
I don't agree. Dan, would you take him? You know I fucking hate him anyway, so I don't agree.
Would you take him for an England squad?
I'd have him over Dunk and Joe Gomez.
Konsa.
I won't have him over Konsa, no.
Oh, what?
Konsa can go right back as well, just in case.
But you don't need, you've got three right backs there already.
But he can go right back just in case.
I
believe he's played left back at one point for Villa. He can play anywhere across that back line.
Doesn't mean he can play it well.
Could, but he can play it. Okay, we'll stick Maguire left back.
What?
That'd be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Prick can't even run, turns like a bus. What's he going to fucking do?
Have you seen that with, who's the other goalkeeper that we're taking now?
Tom.
Yeah, what's the point?
I think he's for...
That's just for a training tour.
Yeah, for training.
Thing, yeah. What's he going to train? What's he going to teach them three goalkeepers?
I saw a little meme that is someone celebrating. This is Tom Ian getting $60,000 a week for Man United for doing fuck all and getting an all-inclusive holiday for the summer from England. And some guys are fucking celebrating. But no, I agree. But I think it's more of a training thing. I think
it took way more too many for you. Do not need Kane, Tony, Watkins.
I
don't think Tony should be in that squad. The person who should be over Tony. Should be Dominic Kostanky.
Yeah, but Solanke won't even pick. But
that's what I mean. Would have been picked.
Yeah, for the people that were picked that he dropped, you could have. But like, I would have taken like the Madison probably over him.
Yeah,
I know Madison obviously didn't have the best season, especially towards the end either. But
because
got two, like you've got three strikers, four strikers at least in that list.
Yeah, because Tony's not gonna, He's not gonna play over Watkins.
And respectfully, he's not gonna change the squad up.
No.
Like he's like
Tony would come on and take a pen if it went to penalty.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
but then again, like, what's the point? Like, it was the last year. It was in the last year. He played the same team for every single game until we got to like the semis, and one of them was injured or got suspended,
yeah.
And he had to change it.
Yeah.
He literally had the same starting 11 the whole way through.
Yeah, he won't change much.
He won't change anything. Like, so there'll be certain players that won't even touch the pitch.
That's why Adam Wharton won't touch the pitch. I don't think he'll be one of them. Won't touch the pitch. I don't believe. Hopefully, Dunk, I don't think, will touch the pitch.
I reckon he will.
Henderson and Ramsdale don't think will touch the pitch. Obviously, unless Pickford gets injured. I hope Kobbie Mainoo gets a goal.
I think he will.
Because he's, let's be honest, he's been fucking phenomenal for Man United.
I don't think Gallagher will touch the pitch.
I don't think Gallagher will touch the pitch.
Definitely.
Tony won't touch
the pitch. I want to see Eze play. I won't lie to you.
And I don't think Bowen's going to touch the pitch, where I believe he should.
Bowen will touch the pitch.
The kid.
Eze, I hope he does, because I think he can be very dangerous for us.
Yeah,
I think he can
get someone who can just make something happen, like bang out enough.
So
like
positive.
I hope Saka don't touch the pitch.
Why?
Shit.
I wouldn't start him.
I agree with that.
And he wouldn't be the first person I'd bring on either.
I'll start Palmer and Foden.
I would bring on.
Did you watch the friendly against Iceland?
Saka stunk it up.
So did
Palmer missed.
Yeah, but Saka only come off like 20 minutes.
Did you see Anthony Gordon as well? He was shocking in that game as well. Right,
awful. Yeah, who would you pick though over Anthony Gordon if you could?
Barry.
No, but I mean to play to come into the squad over
Rashford.
Why?
Rashford's been awful.
I didn't mean it for this season, but if you said who would I pick, I'd pick him still.
For what reason? What has he done? From performance this season? No. From performance.
So why are we not taking Maguire then?
From performance.
Well, we're talking about attackers.
You said we're taking them based off previous tournaments. So why are you not taking Maguire?
He just asked me who I'd pick, and I said Rashford. I wouldn't pick Grealish over him.
I'd pick Grealish over him.
I would definitely pick Grealish over him.
I wouldn't.
From performance this season,
I literally and I said to you, I'm not saying from performance.
No, but I am asking you.
Okay,
I'm asking from performance this season. Who's taking over? No one.
Not
a single
player. Another person.
25 man squad.
I think I'd take Maddison over him.
Also, he just said going off past tournaments.
Yes, Rashford's done it.
What tournament has Rashford been good at?
The World Cup. He scored like 3-4 goals. Scored three.
Grealish had a better Euros than Rashford's World Cup. Last year, yes.
What did he do?
Did
what did he do?
A lot more than Rashford did in the World Cup.
What did he do?
Scored?
No, he didn't. In the Euros, no, he didn't. He scored one goal in the World Cup. In the World Cup, you said Grealish in the Euros was better than Rashford in the World Cup.
Correct.
Rashford scored 4 or 5 goals in the World Cup.
Okay.
Okay. So how is that better when someone's already scored? Yes, he did. 2 against Wales.
Oh, not Wales.
It don't matter though. Does it? It don't matter, does it? It's in the Euro. It's in the World Cup.
Fuck.
It's in the World Cup. Who did Grealish score against? Iran.
Not Wales.
Grealish scored against Iran or Tunisia. I don't fucking
I'm not on about the World Cup. That's not what I said.
And you're on about the Euros.
He didn't Grealish is one of our better players in the Euros.
I didn't say he was shit. You're saying he did more than Rashford did in the World Cup, but he didn't.
He didn't. He got a lot more assists. He was a better all-round player.
A lot more. If he did get assists, he got about 2. And I know one of them was in the game against Germany.
He was a better all-round player than Rashford was in the World Cup.
But you can't say he had a better tournament when Rashford scored 4 or 5 more goals when Grealish didn't score any.
I did.
But he didn't.
I did. I said that.
Looking at player to player.
Okay.
You'd go, if you needed to start one of them, you'd start.
Grealish is different as well.
That's awful. And I'm a Man United fan.
Yeah.
And that's awful.
That's fair enough.
And I'll start Grealish all day long. He brings so much more positivity, like, going forward in the team. Everything. I think that's awful.
We're looking at the stats now.
Go on, look at the stats.
Where is it?
These are all things.
Who's that? Grealish?
Yeah. When was the Euro?
Do England. Just do...
Is it 2021?
2020, yeah. Just do 20, because it was technically Euro 2020.
It's not on it.
I don't...
Do you agree it's national? It says England here. It says England. Press England. You got 2 assists in the Euro.
Yeah.
It's just like I said.
Yeah. But he was a better all-round player.
2 assists in the Euro.
I guarantee you.
What I mean. He got 1 goal in the World Cup.
Rashford was shit. I'm not even joking.
Rashford missed the penalty in the Euros.
Enough
That's
said.
All I remember.
Enough right. said.
Grealish didn't Enough take said. One because he's a pussy.
Enough old. Said.
Go ahead. World Cup stats, but they're literally better than what you just saw.
I
World Cup.
Go on, what's he got?
Oh, 3 goals.
No, 3 goals. That's fine. All right.
You
said
4 or 5.
Got nothing.
Oh, there you go. Nothing in the Euros.
Nothing.
So you got 3 goals qualifying for it, though, didn't he? So fair play to him.
What a shake.
So one we're both wrong.
One we're both far off it. And secondly, we should.
And
just
2, I guarantee you, most people would agree that Grealish had a better Euros than Rashford.
Yeah, no, I have.
He influenced it a lot.
100%.
I just think I'll just pick Rashford.
I just think you're bent.
That's fair enough.
Going from this now. On this squad, you should know anyway. Very easy question. Who's got the most?
Crystal Palace. Crystal Palace.
Crystal Palace is the most represented Premier League team in the England squad. No, you don't get a point. It's not a quiz. I'm just a couple of questions. Just
do I get a point?
Right.
Can I have a point?
This question.
Can I have a point?
No.
Just one.
I'll give yourself a point. No, it's not even a quiz. But give yourself a point. Going to be a quiz that is not a quiz and you actually win
1-0 up the text.
Okay, right, so I've got a full list here of Premier League players who are going to the Euro 2024. Can you name the club what's most represented in all teams in the Euros?
Well, if you just said Crystal Palace
all
teams in the Euros.
Bayern Munich,
the Premier League.
Oh, I've done it again, haven't I? Gonna be some foreign bunch of players.
Bournemouth.
Nah.
Bournemouth.
Fulham.
No, you're both wrong. City. City have got 14 players going to the Euros.
Yeah, why didn't we guess that?
Why did you not get? Right, I thought you'd actually guess someone at the top.
Let me guess. City.
Manchester City got Arsenal, 14.
Arsenal got 11 going. Liverpool got 9.
Can I have a point?
Man United got 8. Brentford have got 7.
West Ham?
West Ham got
3.
4.
Oi!
4. You've got 2 going Czech Republic.
Ariola, 4th one.
Ariola, France, and Bowen.
Tell you, Czech Republic, dark horses.
Nottingham Forest got 2. They're the lowest.
Fucking hell, yeah, because they've just got people from Brazil and Argentina.
Yeah, true. Palace, altogether, I got 5. 4 of them obviously going England. And then, yeah, that was. And now, who do you think at all time have been represented in the England squad at all time in Euros?
So what, out of them?
No, so all time Premier League teams going to.
Who's had the. Which
club has the most?
Man United.
Manchester United.
So you go Man United. Both go Man United. Wrong.
Chelsea.
It's
Arsenal.
Tottenham.
Crystal Palace.
Tottenham has 79 players. In their time, have gone to England squads.
Well, can I
then
just say
Villa.
One thing about England?
One.
Come on.
West Ham won the World Cup.
Oh, brilliant! Here we go. I thought that was quite weird. To be
fair. Oh,
Tottenham! I didn't expect Tottenham. Man United has 70 players altogether.
Yeah,
that's not bad. Well, Tottenham have 79, and West Ham
won
the World Cup apparently. But how many players do you reckon have represented?
32.
45.
Ah,
even more.
Awful.
Did you
I won't even bother.
Did you see that thing about the Olympics in the summer, the football one, and how clubs like Arsenal stopping Saliba from
I saw that.
Playing in that, what do you
did send that in the group chat, mate.
Yeah.
No, I think I don't know,
the whole point is something to talk about.
I think they should let them represent it if they wanted to.
I don't think there's anything wrong with representing.
I don't think it's
just it's at the Olympics,
but Great Britain's not been represented since 2012.
Yeah.
So really? The last when we hosted it, the Olympics, the last time we've represented football, like gone into football.
Albania ever won?
And that's when we had like Marco Richards.
Albania ever been in it?
We don't know what the Olympics is.
You're not in the Olympics.
Albania don't know what it is.
We don't know what that is.
They've got their own Olympics.
Yeah, but the only reason we don't have it is because we don't exactly get on well with Scotland or Wales. So
yeah.
Why would we join that mix?
I said, it's throwing a dart, but I said they should do like. Throw out a massive competition at the beginning of the year before the Olympics of a lot of grassroots teams going forward and having a massive competition to see if they can win. If they win the competition, they get to represent Great Britain going into
what, like a national thing?
That
would be
massive,
quite
cool, national.
Yeah, that's quite.
And then a massive national tournament, if they get to and they win it, go Wembley or whatever for the last final, they win it, they get to represent.
Yeah, but you're playing against like fucking. Mbappe was meant to be rumoured to go in something.
Yeah,
like.
but at least we're represented and we're trying to do something, you know.
Yeah,
what I mean?
To be fair,
look at the London teams that we've got.
But that's the thing, though. Olympics are meant to be just anyone who is good at it, right? It's not like a professional.
I know what you mean. They're professionals, yes, but I know what you mean.
It's not like.
I think you're allowed 2 professionals under 25.
Yeah, but we had like Ryan Giggs, Tom Cleverley, Mark Richards.
Over 25. I think it was over 25.
Check to 2012. Team because we had quite a few.
We didn't win it though.
No, we didn't win shit.
Olympics.
He was barely born.
I know definitely Ryan Giggs was there, Michael Richards was there, and I'm pretty sure Tom Cleverley was in the team.
Mbappe was there.
Didn't Messi represent the Olympics at one point?
I don't know, did he?
Why are you looking at Moncler t-shirts?
It was a fucking research. Stop crying.
Let me take time, mate.
After that, guys, we are going to go through. I think we're going to go through the. Every group, what's in the Euros in a minute, we're going to predict where we believe they're going to finish in a group. And then it will go forward to where we think England will get.
Jack Butland, Jason Steele, Neil Taylor, Ryan Bertrand, Stephen Caulker, Craig Dawson, James Tomkins, Michael
Craig
Richards,
Dawson.
Danny Rose,
Tom Cleverley, Joe Allen, Ryan Giggs, Joe Cork, Aaron Rose. So he's Scott Sinclair, Daniel Sturridge,
Bellamy. Craig,
and we didn't win fuck all. Who were they playing against?
Who did we lose? Did we get somewhere at least?
I don't know.
Bronze? Silver?
It's not coming up. It's not. It doesn't say where they came.
Fuck it. It's Olympics anyway. No one cares about Olympics.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a bit weird.
Right. Let's go through this now. We'll go through the group stages and then we're going to go through who we believe is actually going to win it. Who we believe can be the dark horses of the tournament. Who we believe... who's going to shine, a player who's going to shine out of one of the teams, maybe a youngster, maybe someone's last tournament, you never know, and we'll see who we think it's going to be. So let's go Group A. Host, Germany.
Top.
Got Scotland, Hungary, and Switzerland. So Germany, you think top?
Yes, please. I'd like you to put Hungary at the bottom.
Hungary at the bottom?
Yes, sir.
Dan, you agree with Germany up top?
Yeah, it's Germany, Switzerland, Scotland, Hungary, I think.
I disagree.
You disagree? I think Scotland, Switzerland, Hungary. I think Scotland are going to finish.
Scotland second. Will go through. They got the passion. Why did I just turn?
Do you not agree?
I think we go with a majority, by the way.
Yeah, we'll go with a majority. I think Scotland.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah? So we go Scotland.
I'm not going to cry about it.
Switzerland look like you're going to cry. And Hungary finish fourth, yeah?
Not really.
Yeah, we agree?
Group B. Put Albania bottom.
Spain, Croatia, Italy, Albania. You have such a tough group.
We've got a very difficult group. But Italy squad is shit.
I've seen some people put Albania in there, by the way. In second, yeah.
Really?
Because Croatia's old.
Croatia have gone Italy old. Italy have a shit squad, and Spain are the only team that I would be like, okay, fair enough.
Since this is Albania, this is Albania group. We're gonna let you.
Oh, he's going top. Then
no, I'm not going top. No, I genuinely.
See, let him decide.
I believe we could. We won't come last.
Go on. I'll let you. Great achievement. I'll let you pick. Go on. Who do you think is first? We'll let you do this one. Spain first.
Yep. I'm gonna go Albania.
Going Albania second.
I'm gonna go Albania, and then I'm gonna go Italy, then Croatia. I think we'll beat Italy.
What do these stars mean?
I have no idea.
I think that means the highest rated team in the thing.
No, no idea. Yeah, so Spain at top, Albania second, Italy third, Croatia
fourth. I don't know, man. I've just got a decent feeling in it. Yeah. We've had so many like decent games on the build up to it. I know we haven't played anyone fucking difficult.
Have you?
But we topped our group. Like, we've never done that before. We won 3-1 on the weekend, won 1-0 the week before. No, not even 1-0, we won 3-0.
Do you believe you could be a dark horse in this tournament?
I believe we could be a dark horse.
Not a dark horse by winning it, but be a dark horse by giving a great performance and going above where people believe you're going to go.
Because everyone's going to think, looking at that group, we'll go last.
Yeah, I...
Are you sure?
Right, well... What, we lost to what, Chile?
You beat Azerbaijan.
Yep, told you, not a great team.
Beat Liechtenstein.
Not a great team.
Lost to Sweden.
Okay.
Lost to Chile.
Yeah.
Drew to Faroe Islands.
Oh. Again, didn't have
drew
a decent
Albert,
team.
Drew to Moldova.
Oh.
Okay, but we were through by then, so it didn't matter. So we didn't need to play.
The group stage is actually very good.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying.
But then you also lost to Qatar.
Oh.
Yeah. And drew to Saudi Arabia.
Again.
Oh.
Lost to Israel, drew to Estonia,
again, we don't play well in hot conditions.
Drew to Georgia.
Might be hot in Germany.
Lost to England 5-0 in 2021.
I remember that game. I would have watched it at Wembley.
Jesus.
We were 5-0 down at half time. We left.
We didn't see in the second half.
No way. Harry Maguire scored and cupped his ears in front of us.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck off, Dad. I swear, Dad. He just came in knee sliding in front of all of us and went like this. I was like, you little cunt. I swear, Dad. And then Jordan Henderson scored. Yeah. And I was like, what the fuck am I watching?
When they're scoring, mate, you might as well walk out.
Yeah. It was a bit annoying. But right. I do think we'll do all right. I hope we do. I'm going obviously to want to go against Spain.
If you're saying what you're saying, like Italy. Got a shit team.
They do. They have a really
good
shit.
Couple
sport.
Good players.
Yeah, a couple of good players. But then
they could turn it up though. Look, I thought Italy weren't that good in the last Euros. They just had old players, especially old players at the back as well. Who'd they have at the back? A combined age of like fucking 80.
Yeah. I hope we do well. If not, then fuck it. At least I'm experiencing one of the games.
All right. Group C is us. England, Serbia, Denmark and Slovakia.
I think it's going to be England and Denmark. Denmark always do decent.
I agree, do you agree?
Oh, I've got, in sweeps I've got two teams in the same group.
Have you?
Slovakia and Denmark.
No way.
No, I think Denmark, England...
He's got Georgia in it.
Yeah, I've got Georgia and Scotland.
I've got Czech Republic. Okay, England top, like we said. Denmark or Slovakia?
Nah, Denmark. Who do you know from Slovakia? Slovakia will go last.
Cisco.
Benjamin Cisco.
Yeah,
one
good striker.
19-year-old, yeah.
Yeah, but he's a good striker.
Okay, anyone else?
I don't know, he might be provided quite well and he might get
by
his
who?
Goals. You never know.
By who?
You should know.
I'm going Slovakia.
Yeah, I'm going Slovakia as well.
You said you just literally turned around.
I said Denmark or Slovakia. Yeah, Denmark or Slovakia.
I don't think Denmark are that great.
Okay, that's cool. Come.
Yeah? Should we go Slovakia?
We was at yours when we watched Denmark, England.
Yeah, semi-final.
When he threw Michael Papper in here.
Yeah. Denmark, and then Serbia. Yeah?
I hope Serbia is last. I hate it.
Oh, I think this is the start. How many times they've won it?
That would make sense.
No,
because we've won it and we don't have a start.
We haven't won the Euros. We've never won
the
Euros.
Yes, the World Cup. Sorry. I thought this was the World Cup. Sorry.
Dickhead. Group D. Holland, Austria, France and Poland.
France.
We agree with France. Yeah,
France.
France team. Looks
France, really Holland, Austria, Poland, I think.
Ah, Poland third.
No.
I agree with Dan.
Do you even know any Austrians, Jack?
Not really, but I don't.
Other than Lewandowski.
Poland got Lewandowski, that's about it, and he's injured in a minute.
I think they just have a very good team.
No, not a chance.
What, Matty Cash?
They've got Szczesny in goal.
Matty Cash didn't even get picked.
Yeah.
Group E, Belgium, Slovakia. It is
Slovenia. No, Slovenia is the one in the group.
He's in our group.
C.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Slovakia in this group. No, Slovenia in this group.
No, bro. Look at group C. Slovenia.
Oh, Slovenia in our... Oh, it's Slovakia, Benjamin, Cisco then. So in Slovakia. So, I don't know, yeah.
No problem. Keep going.
So we might have got that wrong.
But we'll just keep it as it is.
What? Slovenia being second?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought we had Slovakia.
So what? Slovakia.
So Romania and Ukraine. Belgium top.
Yeah. And then Ukraine.
Again, Ukraine.
I reckon so.
I'll say Slovakia. Ukraine are too busy fighting. Oh. Why are you letting it go quiet? It's not that deep.
I'm going Ukraine.
Yep.
So you're just doing that because you're supporting them.
Slovakia and Romania.
You know, that's fully like the Fury Usyk fight.
No, so Ukraine have got some good players in there.
Who?
I see Ukraine do have good
players. You're going who? What? Butrick.
We struggled to beat them.
Yeah, good. No, you didn't. We beat them like 4-1 in the Euros when we played them.
Yeah, but we struggled to play them in friendlies.
Okay, alright. Name the players.
Shevchenko. Who's the left back for us? What's his name?
Zinchenko.
Yeah. They've got that striker that was good on FIFA.
Brilliant.
Before. Well, anyway,
no, I agree.
Ukraine will go through it.
Okay. Group F. Turkey, Georgia, Portugal and Czech Republic.
Portugal and Czech Republic, please. First and second.
I'm going Portugal and Turkey.
Go a bit. See what
I'm
happens.
I'm going Portugal and Georgia.
I'll put £10 and it'll be Czech Republic. To go through.
Yeah, no. Czech Republic did alright last time. Right?
I'll give you £5 each if Czech Republic don't make it through.
Okay.
It's on the mic.
Well, no, they can still I think they can still go through. They finish third.
No, I meant second.
So they finish second, yeah? And we've got Turkey and Georgia.
It's not what I said to do, but okay.
You said Czech, Turkey and Georgia, yeah? Or Georgia, Turkey?
He said do Turkey, well then if Czech Republic...
No, I said do Czech Republic, but I didn't know what his belt was.
He said...
I said Czech Georgia.
Republic. Right, okay, cool. Amazing.
Why saying Georgia? Because you're in a suit second.
Well, then just put Turkey and Georgia then. But Czech Republic will go through. They're very good.
Okay, and it goes to... So you put your third place players in order of best performance. Is that how they're putting it through?
Why does it say click the country you think?
It goes through best performance. So it's one of the most games out of coming third.
Turkey and Italy. The top two.
No, Italy and Switzerland.
So Italy will probably win. Well, Italy will beat...
Croatia. And they'll draw and lose to Albania. And Spain.
And then you think Switzerland. Who's Switzerland got? What's Switzerland?
Switzerland have got the first group. They'll beat Hungary.
Yeah, so we go Italy, Switzerland,
then Austria.
Why are Turkey not now going through?
Because I told you the third place, all the third place of each group. Third place of each group.
Yeah, but
yous
were sitting there going, "Oh, Turkey."
I said Georgia.
I said Turkey second.
Cool. Just do what you want. I don't care about it. They're all shit.
Austria.
And they're all going third place.
Denmark. Slovakia then Turkey, or Turkey then Slovakia.
I'll say back yourself and put Turkey sixth.
He puts a fifth.
Now what, we get to pick who...
Oh, brilliant. I've got to carry on with a free trial. Brilliant. Didn't expect that. Or we can just do this ourselves. So that will go through as Germany playing Slovakia, England playing... We'll play Austria then. So in the round of 16, we'll end up playing Austria. If we believe that's going to happen, we'll get Austria at the group stage. We'll get Austria. Do you think we'll get Austria?
Do you think you'll get Austria? Depends if they would.
Depends, obviously. Do you think, well, obviously, our thing would be Austria anyway if we get through to that. But apparently, if we finish third, I think it is, or second, yeah, we can get Germany. That's all, we can get Germany. If we don't manage to top our group, we can get Germany. And I think that could be very tough. Very tough. Because going for dark horses, like we said we would, I think Spain, like you said, probably the dark horses are going into the tournament. But everyone's kind of not sleeping on Germany, but I've not seen it.
Wouldn't a dark horse team be not one of the big nations?
It can be, yeah.
It can be. I don't think many people are going to pick Spain.
But like I said, a lot of people are not saying, oh, Spain are going to win this, or Germany or Spain are going to be up there. They're just saying, yeah, they'll probably be around 16, maybe quarterfinals, semifinals, and then be gone. But for me, I think Germany could possibly win it. Germany,
I'd say Portugal.
Because Portugal or France, I think, can win it. But Germany is a dark horse to go and win it, if that makes sense.
Mm.
Like, not everyone's...
They're not the first.
They're the host, but
two
they're
or
not,
three nations
yeah,
to pick. Yeah,
because everyone's going either us...
Portugal
France or Portugal.
France,
yeah. And I think within that, we've got to consider Germany has got such a good, strong team, like, and young team as well.
Yeah.
And some of them are on form. You know what I mean? Following, was it Ritz? Was it Verts? What of a season he's had at Brian Leverkusen?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Stunk up against West Ham.
Like, I believe towards the end of the season, I think Havertz has had a good season.
He picked up a bit towards the end, to be fair. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did, but.
And then Portugal, I believe, could go all the way and just take it all.
No.
What do you mean no?
No.
How?
Just no.
Why not?
They're just not good enough. Well, you think they're going to beat France in the final to start with? If it goes to France, Portugal, you think Portugal have a chance?
Yeah,
possibly.
No. If they've made it there, then yeah.
No.
If they've
their
knocked,
team's stacked.
If they've knocked,
no.
If they've knocked teams out like us and Spain. And
they
Germany,
will go out no. quarter final furthest.
No, I reckon. I genuinely think you'll be England-Portugal final if that is a route that you
think?
Go. Yeah.
That's a
I think England will knock out France.
Yeah.
Like last time. I reckon
England Germany final.
I think it'll be England Portugal.
England Germany.
World final. War III all over again.
It's not World War III hasn't happened yet. Just so you know, can't be all over again if it ain't happened.
I was meant to say like a new one.
Who do you think will be the best player in the tournament?
Best player or
player
player to look for.
Player best player.
Who do you think will have the best tournament?
Mbappe.
I think so.
Do you think?
Yeah, I think he's just going to play with so much
they've got quite an easy
fucking
group
year.
As well.
Mm, yeah.
Because obviously now he's like, because obviously where he was at Paris, PSG, he was like, you could tell he was held back. He weren't happy.
Now he's
going to
Madrid.
He's there. He's just going to, I genuinely think it was going to be him. Definitely he's going to have a sixth tournament.
Who's that, the one who plays for Spain?
What,
Lamine
Yamal?
Yeah, I've been for fantasy team. It was like 16, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's
17. Do you see he brought his homework apparently?
Yeah,
I put him in my fantasy and let's
yeah.
go out.
Well,
just to save some money.
Because I think he could be a very good one of the youngsters who's going to shine.
Mm.
I think they give him a good enough time, especially in a group. I think he'll just, give him that freedom, will just go at people and he'll just start tearing people up.
I've never actually seen him play. Me neither. Yeah. That's why it's so hard to make comment on people that you don't. You haven't watched, you hear so much about him and you're like, oh, he's only 17, he's only 18, he's so good, but I haven't seen him play to be like, oh yeah, you know what,
I know what you mean. Yeah.
He could so easily
be
one of the best players in the tournament, but without watching him play properly, you can't do that. And now is the best time where you're going to watch him play basically every other fucking day in this tournament. I fucking can't wait.
Do you think if Kobe gets enough time, do you think he can shine in this tournament as well?
No.
Kobe Mellon.
Yeah. I think,
I'm not
I
saying
think
he's
going to
be
can.
Bad, but he's just not going to be one of those players. Because people just look at him like, oh, he scored this, he assisted that. He's not going to be one of the players in the tournament.
Mm. Unless he is black. Unless he doesn't start one of the games, plays that well when he comes on, and then continues starting until the end of the tournament. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah,
basically,
he pushed himself
Yeah,
into
he
that,
pushed himself into the team and the other player got dropped.
Yeah.
Let's say, for example, with Trent.
Yeah.
Let's say he does start with the Trent and Rice as the two, Holding and Bellingham in front.
Yeah.
If then Trent has a stinker, Kobe comes on and plays fucking well.
Yeah.
And then he drops in for the next game and Kobe keeps his place.
Yeah.
Then you can turn around and say, yeah, like, fair enough. Like,
yeah.
Fair fucking play.
But
if that don't happen, then
no.
But again, it's hard to see Southgate change his team. Like, I want to see how he lines up with the team. When is it? Is it Saturday night? No, it's not. It's
Sunday.
Sunday, yeah.
Sunday.
I want to see how he lines up on Sunday.
I say he lines up with the same team.
What, that started the last game?
Uh-uh.
Brazil. Before the Iceland game. Who was it?
Who we played? When was it what?
For the Iceland game. Oh god.
The team that you won 3-0 in it when Palmer scored the penalty, who was it?
Oh god, who was it?
Oh, what the fuck? Why have we forgotten?
Don't know.
It was Bosnia. That's why we did
go to the lineup?
Yeah, Bosnia.
Let me just check one thing and right.
What with Gallagher and
No, I saw the defence out, I thought it was different. But that attack, but oh, she switched the whole fucking team. Start Kane over Watkins. But that attack possibly
well, keep it
Palmer out wide, Bellingham in the middle. How? Palmer out wide, Bellingham in the middle. That's how my attack would start. Bowen on the other side.
You start Bowen?
Yeah, I don't want Saka anywhere near it. Damn, fuck off.
Well, and you keep Eze over like Foden.
It's not what I said. If you listen properly,
you said
it's not what I said.
Bellingham in the middle, it's Bowen out wide.
I said put Palmer out wide, Bellingham in the middle, fuck off Eze.
No, but what about Foden?
Foden can come off the bench. Who have we got first? Slovenia.
Yeah.
Walk all over him.
No, goodbye. You don't.
Yes,
you've got Serbia our first game. That's the whole fucking reason
even
why.
Worse, walk over him then.
Boom, bang.
Are you chill with
you're
Foden? You're starting Bowen over Foden.
Just for this game.
Foden's the best Foden. Such a typical West Ham fan, isn't it?
Foden stunk.
Isn't it? That's such a West Ham fan.
So where's the Man United players?
Sorry?
Where's the Man United players?
On the bench.
Woo!
Where we deserve to be.
Tramps.
Where we deserve to be.
Pussy holes.
Well, I believe Kobe should start it, but...
No.
That's your opinion.
Enough. My opinion is Bowen to start.
Over Kobe?
Over...
Yes.
That's poor from you.
It's not.
You had better.
We've got fucking Serbia. We do not need to play our best player against Serbia.
And what does Serbia turn out?
Serbia.
Serbia, I said it with an accent.
Speak England.
I did. I said it with an accent. And what if they turn around and beat us?
Just bring him on.
But then what if it's too late?
It's not going to be too late.
How do you know?
If it's too late against Serbia, then we have a massive problem. We shouldn't be in the Euros. What problems should Serbia cause us with our second team? Who have they got? Exactly my point.
Haven't even started once.
Idiots.
Didn't even do anything.
Wild buffoons.
Didn't even start once, mate.
Yeah, because you didn't even know what to say. Speechless.
Excuse me, mate, but do I live in Serbia?
El speechless.
What Serbian players have they got?
Mitrovic.
Okay, alright, one.
That's it. That's my point.
No one player. I know more than that.
Go on then.
They got Mitrovic. They got Vlahovic for Juve. They got Kostic for Juve. They got Milinkovic-Savic, the goalie. They got Milinkovic-Savic, the midfielder.
Are they even Serbian?
Yes, they are.
Well, why is it matter? We should be walking all over them.
Again, they wouldn't be in the
Euros. End of segment.
They wouldn't be in the
end
Euros.
End of segment.
No
end of segment. Segment ended because this guy is a buffoon. I'm not going to get involved. I like when you guys argue. It's quite funny. I like to watch you guys argue. You think Portugal are going to win it? Same as me?
I think Portugal.
It's Portugal.
I think Portugal, England final. I hope England win it.
And you think France is going to win it?
Yes. But I want a Germany...
England final. He wants World War One.
World War Two.
Germany, England final.
Yeah, that's what I want. But I think France will win. We won't beat France.
You won't beat France?
No chance. They spanked us in the final. We got lucky to be where we was. Have you got the round of 16? Come on, Dan.
So, round of 16
beep, beep, beep,
look
beep.
Like this, okay? What we've chose.
Turn it.
I'm going to. So look like this. So, Germany, Slovenia. Scotland, Albania. Spain, Switzerland. England, Austria. Portugal, Denmark. Holland, Ukraine, Belgium, Italy, and France, Czech Republic. So we go Germany.
Yours.
Albania.
I think Scotland goes.
Scotland.
Albania.
Goodbye, Albania.
Go it's Scotland.
Majority vote.
Majority vote. Spain. England.
Fucking hell, home advantage, much.
Portugal.
Holland. Don't you dare say Ukraine.
It's not really
Belgium,
a home
Italy.
Thing, yeah.
Belgium.
And France. Yeah. So that was pretty much all there. So quarterfinals looks like Spain, Germany.
Spain.
Yeah, Portugal, maybe. Holland, Belgium, France, England, Scotland. That's the way we've done it. England,
another easy draw.
It's not, because it might not be our ends.
It might not be. It's just the way we've predicted it. What are you doing? That is ridiculous. Don't ever do that again. Don't ever say Scotland are going to beat us in the quarterfinals.
France,
Portugal,
Germany,
Spain,
Germany. Germany's team is unreal.
I'm going Germany.
I said Spain.
So I can end with Germany, Portugal, semis, France, England, semis.
Germany beat Portugal.
Portugal, England.
France.
I've got to stick with us.
You think we're going to beat France?
No.
I think we'll get revenge.
Without defence. John Stone's not in it. You think we're beating France?
Yeah.
You think Lewis Dunk is going to keep up with Mbappe, yeah? Oh, no worries. Change that to France. Move it to France.
Then. Keep it England.
No, he's mate, just agreeing with me. If there's no John Stones, if there's no John
now,
why are you worrying in England?
Keep it. Where's England that come from? Now. Keep in England now. And then Portugal in the final.
Just change it.
Just
France.
Do it like that.
You're agreeing.
Would you rather lose in the semi or lose in the final?
Semi.
Okay, well then you're
just move it to
complete France. Heartbreak last year as losing that final.
Yeah, of course you would. So
complete I'd rather I would never go for that
again. I'll do it again. Portugal.
Change it to France.
Just do Portugal. It's not that deep.
Our defence, it's shit as it is with John Stones. Put France in, and you know it is because you've just said it.
Just pick Portugal. Thank no, you. Why would you do that? You just bailed. You bailed.
I don't think we're going to beat France. Okay. I think if it comes to it, I don't think
we want England to win. But not
100%.
So why would you not just back it in?
I just
because we're not going to.
Just don't think it's going to happen.
It ain't like the end of the world, mate. Just back it.
If we're going to back it, mate, I'll push England to go all the way and win it.
Well, so I'll
back it.
Do it
because that's not what we're doing.
It's not what we're doing. We're trying to be realistic.
If I wanted to back it, I'd put Albania in the final.
I'm bored than
put 50 quid on Albania to win it all.
Yeah, I would.
And then the winner is France.
The winner is Portugal.
France. Oh, don't do that. But you can't fucking.
The winner is Portugal for me. Portugal over France all day long.
Oh, alright, cool. We'll see that when they go out in the quarterfinals.
I generally think Portugal are phenomenal. What, they're going to go out the finals to Holland? Do you think Holland's going to beat them in the quarterfinals? If that's the way we're predicting, you think the quarterfinals. It's going to be Holland versus Germany.
Yes, sir.
And then what? Then Germany's going to win now.
Yeah.
And then Germany's going to be in the final against France. Yes. That's what you think.
If not England.
Oh, so only when Germany are in the final you think England will get to the
no,
final.
I just that's what I want. I want an England-Germany final. I've just said this.
No problem.
That will be a much better final than Portugal-France. England-Germany.
I agree with Dan. I think this is going to win, though. For everyone, we believe Portugal's going to finish winners first. Against France.
I think Portugal will win.
Dan, I'm glad we agree with you.
Idiots! No, idiots!
I'm going to submit that. Done.
What'd you get for it?
Oh, I don't have no idea.
Your bear kicking.
But yeah, we've got Portugal winning the final. That's what me and Dan think.
Idiots!
And that's how the way it ends. So we're going to have a picture of that. We're going to put it on our socials so you can see what we believe was going to happen.
I'm not putting it on social.
I'm not putting it on social.
It's not what I want.
All stuff.
It's I'll what, just delete
you
it.
Said majority votes.
I'll delete it.
Did you say majority votes?
I'll delete it.
Majority counts. That's what
I'll
you said, right?
I'll delete it.
Did you say majority counts?
You're not putting that on the social. You're not taking a picture of it.
No, I'm going to try and save it.
So why did you take a picture? Fucking old fart. But speaking of Fantasy Football League, we do have our own one. If you do want to join us, head over to the NTF Stoppage Instagram. Click the link. Join our league. And there'll be a prize towards the end. It's either everyone puts money in, £5, or whatever it is, and Jack may invite the winner to join a podcast.
Yes, we believe if you do finish top, if you beat one of us three, we are going to give you the opportunity to come and join us for one episode of the podcast.
Two rules will come with it. Don't be a tramp. Oh, well, you're not invited. And don't be a cunt.
No.
Or you're not invited.
Thank rules you. Are, you need to be following us on all socials and you need to make sure you are following us on Spotify and you have us downloaded and rated us at 5-star.
No homeless invited.
You can then join us and you can then, if you win it, you can come.
And if you're a girl, you must be single.
No.
You cannot be coming on here with a boyfriend because I'm not being funny. We're not doing that.
Absolutely not.
We are not doing
no,
that, Sam.
No.
What do you mean?
No.
So you're telling me no
only
girl?
Only for you.
You're telling me no only girl? No girl can come
only
on
for
the podcast.
You. I'm not saying that, but you're saying that a girl can only be single.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Not having to take a
you
girl.
You don't have to be single.
But
no.
That, any girl will come
if
on.
If a girl wins it, call me, come on and do that.
Yeah, but what if a girl comes on here, let's talk
We've
about
We've got a seat right there.
Yeah, that's next to you. They'll take right. a man. That's yeah. not going to work, I'm afraid, my friend.
Well, no, I'm not going to chat her up, mate. I'm going to talk to her about football.
You've currently got your arm around her.
No, I've got my arm around the chair. It's uncomfortable. But yeah, we'll talk about
it. If you're a girl, just do it. It's not that deep. Like, just come and follow us.
And it'll be fun. I reckon that is, we're going to end it there. We'll be back next week with talking about the first game, possibly, of the England game.
Come on, England. Come on, England.
Possibly the week after, we should have the last two England games should be completed by that episode. So we should know by that result when we are either watching the last games on the day
yeah.
and see if our prediction does come right in the next couple of weeks. And we'll post it, obviously, on our socials so you can see if we are correct.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank
yes.
you for joining us. We'll see you soon. Hopefully you are still following us and you are still listening. We do this for love, so we don't do this for money.
Send us money.
No. Thank you very much. I've been Jack, and I'll see you soon.
Cheers, guys. Bye-bye.